Today's softball recap from state softball opening round in Class 1A brought to you by Brinks Exteriors Roofing Contractors that you can trust. Number one ranked and top ranked Exirok and Kimbolden Audubon opened up their playoff run against a very good and underseeded Edgewood Colesburg team today. The Spartans would strike first, though, as Taryn Peterson was hit by a pitch in the bottom half of the first inning. She would steal second and score on an RBI single from Riley Miller. But it was Edgewood Colesburg, the Vikings, rallying back in the second inning. It was Addie Schmelzer hitting her first home run of the year. It was a two-out solo home run in the top of the second to tie the game at two apiece. Then in the top half of the fourth inning, it was Rachel Eggles Cedar singling, and then it was McKenna Hofer reaching on a fielder's choice. Lauren Kirby would single. Abby Schmelzer then would walk, and it was Chloe Everett coming up with a two RBI single. That would put Edgewood Colesburg on top by a score of 3-1. We moved to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and the Spartans finally got some offense going. The only hits they had had in the game and base runners was Taryn Peterson reaching on that hit by pitch, and Riley Miller with a couple of singles, one of those coming in the fourth inning. In the fifth inning, Zoe Rasmussen started off the inning. The Spartans finally were very patient at the plate, not swinging at the pitch up in the zone, which hadn't been called all day. It was very consistent that strike was not there. They kept kind of chasing that up high pitch. They stopped doing that in the fifth. Zoe Rasmussen would walk. Skylar Rasmussen would come in to run for her. Brenda Nelson then walked. Aubrey Nelson came in to run for her. They intentionally walked Taryn Peterson with one out, and then with two outs, Riley Miller would come up and single for the third time out into center field to tie the game, as both Skylar Rasmussen and Aubrey Nelson would come in to score. Taryn Peterson was held up at third. Miller would move to second on the throw. The Spartans not able to get another run in that fifth. It was a 3-3 game heading into the sixth inning. McKenna Hofer singled to start that inning, and then Addie Schmelzer hit her second home run of the game. Both of her home runs this season came in this game. That would put the Vikings on top by a score of 5-3. They would add a run in the top half of the seventh inning, and the Spartans' offense would struggle all day. They would finish up with just three hits and six base runners, could not get a base runner in the bottom of the sixth or the bottom half of the seventh inning, and it was Edgewood Colesburg picking up a 6-3 victory as they move on. Now, Exirok and Kimbolden Audubon still alive for a chance to win a state championship. They'll have to do it through the consolation bracket. They'll play at about 10:30 on Tuesday morning. We'll have that game for everybody on 93.7 at KKRL. Again, not a lot of offense for the Spartans. Taryn Peterson had a run scored with a walk and a hit by pitch. Riley Miller was 3-for-3 with three RBI. She also threw all seven innings, giving up 10 hits and six runs. All six were earned. She struck out seven and walked two. Now, Rachel Eggles Cedar was outstanding for Edgewood Colesburg in the circle. She had three walks, two of those coming in that fifth inning. Otherwise, she struck out 15. So 15 of the 21 outs for Edgewood Colesburg came via strikeouts. That'll be something that the Spartans will have to work on for tomorrow. Brennan Nelson also had a walk, as did Zoe Rasmussen. And again, it was Aubrey Nelson and Skylar Rasmussen both scoring for the Spartans. And that's kind of a look at all of their stats. If you missed any of the details, everything is typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.